If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
I had a boy follow me home one day from school, and he was harassing me. And I didn't do a whole lot of fighting back in that grade. And he was harassing me. He harassed me from 22nd and Susquehanna all the way down to the house. And he was harassing me, and he hit me. And I started to go in the house, and I heard a voice from heaven. It was up above my head, coming out the third floor window. Said, hit him back. I looked up, and there she was out the window. She wasn't coming down to hit him. Hit him back, or I'm going to hit you. I turned around and beat that boy, because I was more afraid of her than him. I beat that boy. Word got around the school. Don't mess with Eric. He hears voices. That's what God is saying today. Why are you running from the devil down at the altar, whining and crying, telling my Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. Hit him back. You say, how do I hit him back? Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Pick up the shield of faith. Grab the sword of the spirit. Put on the helmet, my God. Woo! Let the devil know I ain't running no more. It's time for a change. You stolen my praise. I'm taking it back. You took my joy. I'm taking it back. You took my money. I'm taking it back. I ain't running no more. I'm not crying no more. When they went into the camp, see, before they went into the camp, they could not fulfill the heart of God, because God doesn't call you to poverty, shame, and defeat. That's a selfish thing. That's why it's, you know, you have self-pity, because you see yourself in an impoverished state, and you can't fulfill Deuteronomy 28 when you're feeling impoverished. But the moment they go into the camp and they get all this food, and after they've eaten themselves into a southern tizzy, they said, this ain't good. They said, we got to go tell somebody. They said, we got to tell somebody what's going on here. Because that's the promise of God. When God blesses you, you ought to intentionally look for somebody else to bless. Uh-oh. In fact, the way to ensure that God will continue to bless you is when you continue to bless somebody else. The people of God don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. Come here, Martin. Down the middle. Up a little. All right, right there. Praise God. Go ahead, a little harder now. I ain't no punk. A little to the right. There we go. Praise God. Thank God. Now, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But understand, God has called us to be blessings, not just to get blessed. They said, all right, God, we got ours. Now, let's spread it out to somebody else. It's time for a change. You've been hoarding your blessings. It's time to look for someone. Look for somebody that you can help. Look for somebody that you can bless. Look for your woman of Zarephath. Look for your Canaanite woman whose daughter's at home. Look for your Roman citizen who needs what's inside of you. Look for the person who's less well off than you. And watch God bless you with some more. It's time for a change. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, it says, on this side of Jordan in the land of Moab began Moses to declare, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb. He said, you've dwelt long enough in this mountain. You've been here long enough. You've been in this state long enough. You've been hopping from job long enough. It's time to get some stability. You've been praying and asking God to bless mediocre efforts. It's time to move to excellence. You an LPN, it's time to move to BN. You got that bachelor's, it's time to move to the master's. Don't settle for where you are. It's time to go to something greater. We've had significant moves of God. Now it's time to do something else. Spirit of God's been talking to me. He says, it's time for you to teach them what you know. It's time for you to start giving them what I give you. And so Friday night we started in passing out the techniques and giving those who are moving and healing how to move to that next realm. God said, tell them to stop laying hands and praying for the person and start speaking to the condition. It's time to move to something different. You've been crying and asking God to help heal you. He said, stop asking me to heal it and ask me to replace it. Holding on to that simplistic blessing because we have become deluded by the enemy and we can't see the principle of God. We can't see that God has already put the blessing before us, but there's just one channel, one channel. There are many ways to get to University of Pennsylvania Hospital. There are many ways. Some are slower than others, but you can go through the neighborhood to get there. You can do all the twists and turns and, you know, come up back streets and go out to 39th Street and take 39th over, and you can go through the Mantua section. There's many ways to get there, but the fastest way is to go down to Schuylkill and get off at University. That's what it's called. Y'all call it the Schuylkill. It's Schuylkill. They were Schuylkill Indians. And take that expressway and then go right over University and then you're there. There's a fast way, but there are many ways, but it's faster to go that way. See, you can slog through your existence and make it through trial and error, or you can do it God's way. God's way is time tested and proven. Look, as I said on Friday, the American Psychological Association performed a survey. They gathered 1,000 people, and they asked what the number one cause of stress in their lives was. 73% of them said money. 73% of the 1,000 people said money. And I would hazard a guess, if we were to do that right now in this august company, over 90% of you would say money is your greatest stressor. You don't have enough of it. You're finding that your needs are greater than your income. Because no one sat us down as a people and taught us financial management. So we just, you know, stumbled through it. We bought whenever we could afford it, not thinking in terms of life later. And before you knew it, your 60s were upon you and you're still having to work as hard. I still think you should work beyond those years. Work as long as you're healthy and can do it just to be productive, but it shouldn't be a forced, I gotta punch the clock. No, do something that you like doing, something that makes you feel good about what you're doing. You should still be productive. Laying around doing nothing just turns your brain into a vegetable, and I don't mean babysit children, because that just makes you nuts. Children make you cuss. You trying to hold on to God and they just. But you find yourself now in a very difficult position because now you want to learn to do something with your money. And unfortunately, you're out of the season of earning. God gives you a season to learn, a season to earn, and then a season to burn. Burn means you can now relax and enjoy what you've earned. You've had millions of dollars go through your hand, and all you have to show for it is a big screen, flat screen TV and a Blu-ray DVD player. Because no one sat you down and taught you how to be a good steward. So you're stressed about it. God knew you would be stressed, so he gave you a plan. Parents used to use this phrase, if you do what I tell you to do, you wouldn't make so many, but they put an adjective before mistakes, an adverb before mistakes, dumb mistake. It's kind of paradoxical, dumb mistakes. Some, depending on who the child is, they would go dumb, stupid mistakes. I heard that a lot. But why do we do that? Because we are ignorant of the procedures for victory. And we would rather, it's easier, in order to be accepted, we would associate with those people who were failures and losers, because this is how whacked our society is. The failures and losers were the popular people, and the winners and nerds were the unpopular people. So we would hang with the ones who were the stars of the football team but couldn't read, because the coaches made sure they passed, but they got all the girls. So the future passed. I mean, the people who were the nerds, they didn't play the sports, so they didn't get the girls. They were by themselves. So they lowered their standard in order to be accepted. See, we do that in church. We lower our spiritual standard in order to be accepted. When there's a praise bubbling up in you, a shout that needs to be let out, and you lower your standard and say, well, I don't want to be out of order. You ever see a drunk person holding what they feel? Because they figure like this: if I'm out of order, I don't care if you say it. I'm going to sing. You drunks always sing. Even if they can't sing, they sing. God has brought you through 11 months. 11 months of the threat of violence. You're not even sick. You're here standing up. You were able to button buttons, fine motor skills. Your brain is still connected. Lord, help me. Spinal cord still connected. Hands still clapping. Eyes still focusing. And all year you were sad and sorrowful and couldn't give him a praise in church. But on this day, the 4th of December, God said, let's try something different.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44, at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.